من أكو مال البرنامج هور تحت للما دايما يعني رواد صباردي برنامج اللي يات يهودنا في تيمي ديفرنتي فارياتي ما داك اللي عندو شي أسام ناتورالمنت مال الصيف مال البحر مال الما اللي عندنا هفنا منه و براتيكامنت البوبلو تاعنا يرسى فيتشين الشات ما طول داون الشور يو بيش يوم يو بيش jħugos biex xemx, jew biex jagħmel barbecues, però mbagħad ikun hemm oħrajn, nies oħrajn illi fil-proċess ikun naturalment qegħdin hemmhekk biex jagħtuna lajnuna biex aħna nkunu nistgħu niddefertu u anki naturalment biex inkunu pożizzjoni fejn nistgħu ngħixu b'mod komdu anki f'dan l-istaġun. U illum ser ikolli żewġ mistiedna miegħi għandi lil Neville McLellan.
Yes.
Well, it isn't right pronunciation, probably.
It's better than mine.
And Neville comes from Divewise, which is a scuba diving school. U għandi wkoll il-Mark Buzzottil li huwa ġej wkoll mis-settur tad-diving, St. Andrews Divers ta' Għawdex, però apparti hekk huwa wkoll rappreżentant for Gozo Tourism Association u miegħu se nkunu qed nitkellmu wkoll fuq din l-industrija b'mod aktar wiesa'. U allura jiena qed nanticipa li jkun diskussjoni interessanti fuq dan is-settur importanti ħafna naħseb. Kemm ilek involut f'dan is-settur? Mark.
Jena id-dive shop tana ilu 20 sena illi involut pala biznes 20 sena qabel dok 20 sena kon diver kont nħugos nodos, kont nħugos nodos ħafna
Fej probably diving kien għadu xi ħaġa
dakinar ftit kienu jgħotsu nis Malta kienu l-clubs imma daqshekk anka commercial schools kienu erba' ħamsa kollox Malta Għawdex, minn dakinar la ovvjament kibru l-lum għedin xie 42 skola bej Malta Għawdex.
Strina?
Mifa.
42?
Ċaħġek.
U intkom t-specializzaw, ġiviri, intkom bazati f'Għawdex għax t-specializzaw f'diving ġo Għawdex, jon kella anki tamlu xol f'Malta u koll?
Le, għedin għawdex nikonċentraw l-izjet fuq għawdex, għanna ħafna dive sites, world class dive sites għawdex. Nidġu Malta wkoll, nozzu Malta hemm il-rek tal-lum il-Farud, Żuriq, rek tal-Rosie u tal-P29, ċirkowa.
Issu dak wieħed mill-iktar popolari?
Dawn iċ-ċirkowa huwa sabi ħafna anke rif taċ-ċirkowa tajjeb niġu ta' spiss fil-fatt darba fil-ġimgħa. Niġu b'dajsa u nozzuhom dajsa. Malta wkoll qegħdin nozzu mhux ħażin issa fil-fatt suppost li qed hemm illum ġolga ġeġ ta' ton. Nħolqot il-Marine Adventure Park u tu xi ħaġa żgħira tal-flus u jtuna permess li jnomu mat-ton. Li għaxi ħaġa l-ġdida insomma li għax.
Għatma smajt bi għali?
Nis li jġu ħafna minnhom Għawdex huma repeaters, nis li jġu kull sena, u dejjem jistaqsuk x'għandek ġdid, x'għandek ġdid, u dan li għandna ġdid dis-sena insomma, le bdejna s-sena l-oħra li bħala nħolqot il-Marine Adventure Park u qed ituna ċans li nomu ma' dat-ton. Ma konniex nafu r-reaction tat-turisti kif se tkun, u fil-fatt kienet tajba ħafna, kienet tajba immens, dis-sena għamilniha darba fil-ġimgħa insomma habit insomma.
Huma kbar il-pens jew?
Il-pens huma diameter ta' 50 meters. Ma dawk il-pens li hemm dej San Pawl il-Baħar li qed jara barra minn San Pawl il-Baħar. Hemm waħda dedikata għal Marine Adventure Park. Ġo fiha kien hemm 800 ton over the winter, issa bdew iżidu tafgħu xi ħaġa oħra qabduhom insomma ton dak is-season li qabduhom. Trilljaw mal-Malta u tafgħu ftit iżjed biex ikun ftit mill-kbar. Meta ngħid żar, żammaw iż-żar mis-sena l-oħra, żar bej 80 u 100 kilos jew xorta ħuta kbira daqsidi. Issa tafgħu l-kbar, tkun hemm il-kbar naf ta' 200 kilo, 250 kilo ma sek tara baqra dejja minn ħdejk. Hija esperjenza vera sabiħa. U ġo gaġġa waħda jkun hemm tim 100 jew 1000 jew 1500 jduru miegħek.
Qed missom.
Jgħaddu viċin ħafna, jiġifieri ma jmissux ovvjament għax ma jafux xi jagħmlu, ma jafux xi ċċalqu, ma interessanti ħafna.
U t-ton mhux salvaġġ? Fis-sens ta' perikolu. Ta'
salvaġġa, però mhux.
Lilek bħala periklu.
Le, ma jolqtokx, pereżempju għaddem minn ħdejk jaf eżatt huwa hunter tajb ħafna, huwa Ferrari tal-baħar. Jiswa ħafna flus da żmien għax qed jinbiħassu xi fid-dinja kollha allura l-prezz tiegħu fil-li kien l-irħas tħuta ta' saġel li żiet naħseb li żiet waħda mill-ħudet li żiet għalin u very fast. Very fast imxi minimum ta' 4 knots ma' tella speeds ta' speedboats jiġifieri tella speeds esaġerat meta jkunu hunting. Insomma, dik il-ħaġa ġdida li għandha
dis-sena. Interessanti, interessanti. So, Neville, you've been in Malta for 30 years, 35 years.
I wish I had. It's a beautiful place, yeah. I've been here for 3 years now, this is my third full season. Well, I live here permanently now, so.
And this is your professional?
Professional, yeah. Work, this is my career now. I used to be a joiner. Carpenter in the UK, just got fed up with that, and now I teach diving because, well, you're just dealing with happy people all the time. People that are there want to be there, you know, and they have a passion. We all have a passion. Doesn't matter what from what background you come back. Everyone loves diving, and that's a big social thing of it. You know, everyone starts talking about diving, and they just love the sport.
Did you start diving in Malta, or were you a diver in?
Well, I actually started in the Red Sea.
And really? Then,
yeah.
That's a nice spot, they say.
It is a nice spot, but I don't think it's as good as Malta. Apart from the fish life, really? The difference. Malta's got a lot more to offer than, from my eyes anyway, than the Red Sea. Obviously, you see lots of fish in the Red Sea, but in Malta, they've got a lot more different things to see. Topography and wrecks.
I see.
Yeah, so I prefer that. And I've dived around the world, so it's definitely one of my favorite places.
It is. In fact, even Mark said that it is a world class. He said he called it a world class
dive site. We have some dive sites. In the Blue Hole in Goods was voted best dive site of the Mediterranean by several magazines over the last 30 years. It's not smushing the homage. It's been going on for ages.
We've just been voted, haven't we, the third best in Europe
diving
destination, third best in Europe in the sports. I think it's Sports or Sport Diver magazine.
What makes a diving spot a good spot, a world class?
Okay, million dollar question. We talked about the Red Sea. The Red Sea is our main competitor. The Red Sea, you sort of go down anywhere in the Red Sea, on the reefs in the Red Sea, they have beautiful coral reefs, lots of lovely colors, huge corals, and lots of large fish. I mean, moray eels, big groupers, lots of big fish. That sort of come really close to you, and it's extremely impressive, really, really nice. It's like being in an aquarium, like being one of them, something that we don't have here. So that, I think, is our main competitor. The Red Sea is very good. It's very good, and for every, I think, diver that comes here, I'm not wrong in saying thousands go to the Red Sea. What makes Malta's different, because we're in the Mediterranean, so we can't compare really the tropical climate of the Red Sea to what we have over here. We can compare ourselves to destinations within the Mediterranean, which are Italy, Spain, France, Tunisia, etc. What makes Malta and Gozo that little bit better is, first of all, the actual underwater topography, the underwater architecture. So many arches, many caves. So a few years ago, we used to say the number of fish. Unfortunately, number of fish is on the decline. We have a big problem with that. The season is relatively long. We have a good six-month season. You can come in May and dive. You can come in October, beginning of November, and still have warm water and very good diving. When in our competitors, their season is July, August, mainly a bit of September. I'm talking about Sardinia, Corsica, and south of France, etc. So our season is a bit longer than it is other places. The dive site itself, we have very good visibility. The Mediterranean is very clear water, so the visibility is on days 40 meters and more than 40 meters, which is rare to find in seas around the world. The combination of the caves, the holes, the arches, you know, one tunnel that everybody knows is the Inland Sea. Some divers go down into the Inland Sea in Dweira, and they just go out through the tunnel. That is an 80 meter long, 26-meter deep tunnel underwater, but it's nice and safe because it's open. It is open at the top, but that's the effect of going out from a black space, a dark space, and seeing the blue, the deep Mediterranean blue on the other side, and with varied levels of light intensity. Okay, going through that is something which is extremely spectacular, even for us who dive here all the time. We enjoy it. But for divers to come here and do 3, 4, 5 dives, just a week of diving, go back home, that is I think our main asset.
It's close as well, isn't it? You know, the Red Sea, you've got from the majority of places, you've got 5 hours flight to get there. Malta's 2.5 to 3 hours, and it's a lot cheaper to get here, and it's cheaper here as well. And also, there's more plus points to Malta than I personally think to.
Do you always dive around the coast, or do you take people
offshore?
Is it called offshore diving?
When we use boats, we don't really go offshore because there's the sea is very deep around us, and there's no reefs which are offshore. You don't go 10 miles out like they do in Italy. For example, you're in Italy, they need to go out kilometers to find the dive sites. Our dive sites are practically off the shore. So when we use boats, mainly we go by the coast and so on, and near the cliffs. That we use boats to go near cliffs. There are a few dives which are offshore, but we're talking maybe wrecks a mile or two. You know, not big reefs that we can actually dive on.
The wrecks that they've got, I mean, that's the beauty of Malta. You've got wrecks from every level at 6 meters right the way through to 100 meters, so it's a facility that everyone can come to, and do a full family can come here and dive, you know, from the 10 meters 12 meters and if the father wants to do technical diving, it has we can offer that to a full family. You know, that's an important thing, isn't it? And there's heaps of, and it's got all the wrecks of history as well. There's an abundance of history here as well, isn't there? So that's what we can offer them. Where it's Red Sea, you've got a few of the wrecks. I mean, there are good wrecks there, but here you've got just an abundance of them, all scattered around with history as well. And there's nothing, no greater history than World War II or World War I, is there? You know, even Gallipoli as well. So you know, that's what it's got to offer.
It worries us a bit because it's our main competitor, and they tap thousands and thousands of divers that we don't have that many here. As a destination here, he's saying that we have much more to offer. When you go to a holiday in Egypt, it's great for the diver, but then on land, compared to what we offer here, the package we convince people to come here includes even the eating in restaurants.
Yep.
Includes the beaches. It includes all the cultural assets Malta has, and goes over to night Malta.
And people as well. The people are
friendly. If you go to Egypt, sometimes the people pester you on the beaches. You know, they come and try and sell stuff that you don't really want to hear. That's something which Europeans are going to another country in Europe. It's like, for the Italians, it's like being at home. For the English, it's like being at home.
So an automatic question would be, what gets people to go to the Red Sea? And as far as numbers are concerned,
It is fantastic diving, first of all. It is, the dives are very nice. The colors, the fish, for somebody who's going for a holiday for a week and is going to do 10 dives and see lots of fish, it is great. We can't say it's not.
That's the biggest thing, isn't it? The fish,
yes,
I think.
That's it. Yeah. Apart from that, prices over the years have been extremely cheap. It was well known that to go to the Red Sea from Central Europe is double the distance but half the price. This has changed a lot now because double the distance, aeroplanes, since the price of fuel has increased considerably, they've had to put on a bit of cost on those flights as well. And also, at the same time, we introduced low-cost airlines. Air Malta is doing a very good job offering much better prices than they used to in history. So right now, prices, it's not that much of an issue anymore. It's not that much cheaper to go to the Red Sea.
Air Malta are offering package for divers as well. We're encouraging divers to come to Malta as well, you know, making it cheap for them to bring their own equipment over here, which is a plus thing, isn't it? If a diver sees that they're not getting paid, they're not paying 40 euros to take all the dive equipment to, and that we're, I think it's 15 euros for 32 mm-hmm. kilograms. It's just, oh yeah, let's go there. Mm-hmm. You know, to Malta, it's going to be cheaper, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have to hire the equipment and...
Well, a lot of divers like to take their own equipment. Yeah, because it's personalised, isn't it? But then when you put it all together, it weighs 30 kilograms on top of your normal day-to-day stuff, yeah. Especially like if you've got a family as well, you've got clothes for this and that. And it's
one thing that's interesting, since low-cost airlines have been introduced, less people are bringing their equipment with them.
It's which really, is good.
It's good. For the company. In fact, we had to increase the number of rental... and rental equipment we have in the shop. We had to sort of put a bit more on, because you can see that the people that have their kit, some of them, not all of them, some of them are not bringing it. It's always nicer to dive with your own.
Mark, when it comes to Gozo as compared to Malta, is it a disadvantage to have on a competitive level?
Yes, for sure.
Compared with Malta?
The famous double insularity of Gozo, yes. First of all,
are there any plans to have people, going directly from the plane, from the airport? We've been hearing this.
And Elbasil Kapel Tal GTA. Representative shop style for GTA. Or for GTA, Gozo Tourism Association. I don't know if you have authority, but that's a presumptuous authority. Association. One of the fights that we have to do is that we have to do it. Authority. Diversi punti. Double insularity has been a problem all day. A client arrives to Malta in 2 hours from Central Europe, 3 hours, then can take him another 2 hours to get to Gozo.
That's right.
Money-wise, if the package costs so much, it's going to cost so much more, because you have to the taxis to the ferry, return, etc. There are various things we've been trying to do over the years. Let's mention the ferries. The ferries, compared to the ferries we had 10, 15 years ago here, there is a huge improvement. The timetable is very, very good. The service, even in winter, we have the service at night. There are the luggage trolleys. The divers put their diving kits on the trolley. You don't have to trail them on the ferries like they use. Now they have the terminals. One is ready, the Gozo terminal, and the other terminal in Malta is hopefully going to be ready in the next 2 years. There have been improvements, and there's little more you can do to improve the time of the ferry, because impossible for Gozo channel title on smart com service Hadina she service palissa vera tajjeb ħafna, insomma eccezzjonali. Anka fix-xitwa, anka meta jagħmlu trips li tilfu flus minnhom, jiġifieri vera vera tjatu service time. Mistax ngħidu let's make the trip faster u naraw x'narranġa fil Gozo channel, għax speedboats jonqosom iġibu, you know. Imma xorta jibqa' dak il-fatt. Jibqa' l-biċċa xogħol tal-kost, hemm ċertu pajjiżi bħal l-Iżvizzera illi għandhom il-kunċett li jekk turist ġej biex għattaf tiżmin l-Iżvizzera, jekk il-flight jgħossi tu Zurich m'hemmx u mar Basel, it huwa l-istess flight, the second flight tiġi b'xejn. You know, jekk jiġifieri mhux għax Zurich hemm airport kbir, in-nies kollha jmorru Zurich u jifqu Zurich u mbagħad minn irid imur Basel jitħallas mitlira oħra flight oħra, you know?
Allura biex jagħtu ċans kulħadd l-istess.
Biex jagħtu ċans l-Iżvizzera kollha tieħu l-istess opportunità mit-turiżmu. U għawdex ġejna argumentaw illi dak il-prezz tal-vapur ta' transport irridu jekk jista' jkun neħu ħal kollox biex hu bniedem li ġi jgħix ġi holiday taslima jew buġibba u ġi holiday Mars-California biex lendi, dik il-burden tal-ekstra 30 lira, 40 lira, lira, insomma, li ħallas, niprofaw, ovvjament iżvantaġġak, għax dawn
jiġi ġi 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 ġi
Malta u kemuna. Umbat mor darba na dos auditions il tibdu hol, dakinar kien aħjar mill-li u l-lum, għax kien minn asnis, zjed hut, etc. U ġennint, item fil-fat, dik l-istoria, 20 sena ilu, fil-1989. U item ġviri diving out, xuwa sabi ħafna, palmen mid-dwejra, ċertu dives pa double arch, drop-off star, hemm ħafna dives bih. Pero jiġri hemm dak l-argument li iva jiġu n-nies għawdex għax għawdex hemm dives tajbin ħafna. Pero Malta hemm dives tajbin ukoll. Rex li hawn Malta m'għandniex għawdex, per eżempju.
Naħseb li jkun hemm iktar? Rex, jew hemm xi.
Iva, le hemm sipos, hemm wieħed qiegħed quddiem il-meħba bħalissa jekk alla jrid, pariċ tal-P29 hemm il-patrol boat lieħor kien P30 u P31 ma nafx. Dak ġej hemm applikat biex jiġi kemuna. X'imkien kif toħroġ mill-Blu Lagoon insomma, mill-Blu Lagoon lejn in-naħa ta' Malta. Dak mhux sejdu ma jiġi ma jgħaddi insomma mill-mepa u jkollna rek ieħor hemmhekk. Kien kont staqsejtni x'inhu mal-problemi ta' għawdex 10 snin u kont ngħidlek m'għandniex biżejjed Rex, għax id-divers iħobbu ħafna Rex u m'għandniex biżejjed Rex. Minn dak nhar law Fil-1999 nizzilna l-Envish Landy, dak il-famus li ġirrasu l-isfel, u 3-4 snin ilu nizzilna.
Ma jinstax jintużax jgħat rasu l-isfel jew xort s-salt il-dajvju?
Le, marru fuq, ma t-tħolġ ġo fiħ, ma t-penetrax. Ma fuq il-ħall, il-ħall mux daqsek interessanti, kiku kien upright, jikollu superstructure kolla t-der, jikollu mill-kabini tal-mfejsu u tal-kaptana, jikollu ħafna ħjar, pero li ġirrasu l-isfel, il-ħall. Ġifiri, isu blata kbira tonda, pero minn kif ġi crashed bil-maltemp u bil-fat li it-toqol parti t-ila t-joġit fuq issa taffeċ il-superstructure mal-mal-mal-iħ li t-tħol ġowa fej qabel konna nitlu perżempju fil-kardek illum, forget it, ġi periklu, njek plajt fuq jenu kol.
Daw għet minn dawk il-miftuħi?
Dakin le.
Għaxem
kien hemm il-Melita Land, dawk kienu kunu zbieħ.
Il-Melita,
dawk xamru bija għom, dawk? Dawk scrap metal, probably. Dak kien, il-famus ta' restaurant isfel.
Ok.
Dak kien, wieħed kien hemm restaurant isfel, kien kellu tracks ta' train fuq. Kien innaqrek raħ, insomma. Issa kif inhu xorta jiġifieri nużaw ħemmu fuq, però ma tlux ġo fejn dur miegħu minn barra. Ħdej imma grazzi għall-fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Ftit snin ilu, 3 snin ilu, dakun, nizzilna l-Carwell għal-Comino Land Rex. Ġifieri l-lum dak għamlu differenza enormi fil-prodott, enormi, mhux żgħira, fil-prodott tawċi, insomma, il-prodott ta' diving awċi. Illum tajd li xjon osawdex ma najdlekx il-priority għandna bżonn iżjed Rex, għax id-dubbati, aħjar ikolna tlieta erba' oħra, iva, imma issa qed niddubbaw hemm xi ħaġa. Fejn qabel ma kienx hemm, issa llum il-priorità tbidlet għal lack of fish, il-ħut il-problem li m'hawnx ħut hija xi ħaġa li jridu naraw biex se nagħmlu fuqha.
In fact, this is another issue. Actually, Neville, you did bring it up that probably if you had to put the Red Sea in comparison to the Maltese Sea, they are both very good diving sites, but maybe the Red Sea, or not maybe, but the Red Sea has more fish.
Uh-huh.
Now this is a massive problem. We are a country that people like to fish. We have had unsustainable fishing for ages.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we're all panicked because we can't have any more. Mm-hmm. We can't see any more fish. I mean, what comes to mind? What can we do? Because
Before you start, let me correct you. The Red Sea is a different sea, so you can't really compare. What's really, really worrying is that there are marine parks in the Mediterranean. Marine parks in Sicily, just a few hundred kilometers away from here. Marine parks now in Tunisia. Maltese divers are going to Tunisia to dive the marine parks in Tabarka.
What do you mean by marine parks?
Where fishing has been stopped. And those are flourishing with fish in a few years. And I was that is what's worrying, that we could be very, very good, and we have...
I've just been on holiday and I went to Similae Islands, right? And I went there and they banned fishing for 2 years on an island there. and the amount of fish life you saw, they were just like
2 years. That's all.
Unbelievable.
Said 2 years.
And you know who's the most happiest people there?
The divers.
The fishermen. Because the fish now can't live in that area, so they're moving out so they can fish these. So now they're not fishing fish this size, they're fishing fish this size. So they only have to take their... Well, here now we're taking out smaller fish, and they're not giving time to grow.
Yeah. But when you say islands, I was saying, you know...
Areas. Well, like marine, we call it a marine park areas. Yeah.
Are we talking massive areas?
I know what you're coming at. Lodz and Malta are small.
Are small.
So we have a huge, high population density. So we have to be careful how to sort of divide the resources. Mm-hmm. But no matter how small Malta and Lodz are, 25 years ago, when they first proposed marine protected areas in the Mediterranean, in Italy, the fishermen were completely against it, and they started all sorts of arguments and all sorts of fights, etc. Today, it's the fishermen themselves that ask for marine designated areas. It acts as a breeding zone. And then, as Neville said, they overflow into the fishing zones. Mm-hmm. And then what overflows? The 3 kilo fish, not the 300 gram fish, you know?
Yeah.
So they are happier. And today they are asking in Italy, for example, in France, they're asking for they're themselves on 100 miles of coast. Let's stop 10 miles. This is our breeding zone. Mm-hmm. You know? Let's do that. And here, unfortunately, it's a very fast. Neville said 2 years. Apparently, it takes 4 years for the zone to be completely full. 4 years, that's all. As a fish, they're territorial. There's a certain amount they have to feed. Some fish are territorial. Others, it's a matter of finding food for them to live. In that area, if it's 10 miles, if it's in our case, it'll be a mile. Malta goes are very small. If I have a mile closed, completely closed for fishing, the amount of fish they have to live on, there'd be too many of them, so they have to move out, and they move out into the fishing zones.
Do you think this will be possible?
Well, I think it's possible. I think it's something we've got to do, really, yeah, to encourage, the fish to grow. And also, it's going to bring in more and more divers, isn't it? Because everything's great here, it's fantastic what we offer at the moment, but even so more so if you see a lot more fish. You never get a dissatisfied customer because they've seen something totally different to where they've dived in and around the world. So if you see more fish, they're going to be even more happy, and they're going to spread the word how good a place Malta is.
And if you have the rest of the package, which says, listen, you can go to the Palace in Valletta, which is 400 years old, and you can go to the St. Mm-hmm. John Kills. You know,
it's a complete package.
That's it.
The divers, they have their off days, don't they, where they don't dive? Mm. Yeah. So families do that, and they go off to days, and they can see history, can't they? And for a small island, Malta's got so much history, hasn't it? Mm. And people go and do these things and see things that they don't see in other parts of Europe, which is, I mean, just something that we've got to offer here.
We tell people, prospective clients, they can do a 9 o'clock dive in the morning, and by midday they've done the dive, they've gone back to the dive base, packed up all their kits, and by midday they could be visiting the oldest temples in the world. It could be Ajgantia. It's across Gozo to go from Shlendi to Ajgantia. It takes 5 minutes, for God's sake. You know, it's not like you have to travel. Like in Egypt, when I went to Egypt, I said, okay, great, I did the first few days of diving.
You're off to the pyramids.
Mm-hmm. I said, is there something? I saw pyramids. You know, where are they? Can I go and visit something? He said, yes, the nearest thing to this is St. Catherine's, il famosa Montagna Tamose, so St. Catherine's Monastery, and climb. He said, okay, 4 hours away. 4 hour taxi ride with 100, a crazy taxi driver. 400 dives. I started at 5 o'clock in the morning and came back at midnight, and most of the time was traveling in a taxi at breakneck speeds with a crazy driver and a taxi. That's Egypt. One thing, Neville said, I'm going to change a little bit. People are happy that we have the good visibility, and we have all the other assets that the diving has, which God's gift to us, and it's good, it's okay. But the fact of the fish, we have been open, our dive shop has been open for 20 years. We have the same, a lot of clients, 60 to 70% of our clients are repeaters. It's an incredible,
loyal.
Exactly. It's, when these people come back, they notice the lack of fish, And very often you hear people, listen, I'm not worth coming here anymore. You know, we used to dive this dive site and see 3 or 4 big groupers. Now you don't even see a small one. We used to go to this particular dive site and see 12. You know, it's very obvious. Or they go diving on a place which is, you know, say Dweira, which is the obvious place to take everybody, Blue Hole and Sea, and they see nothing but fishing tackle in the sea. You know, you don't care about your sea, you know. Or they see Nassau, the chicken wire lobster pots with all sorts of little fish inside, and sometimes dead fish, because the fisherman, whoever throws them, the sea doesn't pick them up. They just let the fish die, you know. And they see these things, and people, they feel it. They feel it, and we hear all their comments, and it is a problem. It's a problem.
Will this change?
Legislation, it's the laws, it's
but
the attitude.
Are the politicians understanding this? Because unless politicians understand this issue...
I'm sure politicians are not silly. I'm sure they understand it. I'm sure if people like us say that this is a problem, I'm sure they know it's a problem. But then they have to sit down and deal with it.
The best way to get them to understand it is take them diving. So they can actually... It is, though. They can see that. You can get in that underwater world and just see what's there, how beautiful a place it is. You know, I mean, when we say lack of fish, there is fish here. Yeah? You know, we do see fish, but compared to other places, not much. But people have got to be underwater to understand how a beautiful place this is, how tranquil and quiet and everything you've got to see.
So after all these dives, Neville, you're still passionate about diving.
Like you'll probably been asked this yourself. Do you ever get fed up of what's your favourite dive site and everything? I haven't got a favourite dive site. Every time you go to a dive site, it's different because you've got different people with you, and they understand different things. Yeah, so you can go to the Maori. That is one of my little favourite ones, and you see something different every time you dive there. A ray yesterday, a 1.5 metre ray that was there yesterday. You know, these things are coming in, aren't they? I don't know if you've noticed, we're seeing more and more different things. So, it's, you know, for diving, for me, I mean, I'm just lucky to be here, and I'm sure you'll say that you're lucky to be doing this job. It's fantastic, a fantastic job, beautiful job. There's nothing can compare it in the world for me. But if we get these people at the top that can understand how good a sport, stroke, hobby, whatever you want, the class it is, leisure time, socialising, if we can get them to understand how much that actually divers actually bring into the community, not just diving, but they bring it into Malta, don't they, full stop? Everyone benefits from people, tourists coming into the country, don't they? So if you can get, whereas I think it was 2007, we had 30,000 divers, if you can double that, you're bringing in over 14 million euros into the country, aren't they? Not just for diving, but people have to eat, they have to sleep, yeah, they have to get transport here, and they also go doing other things. And we run trips to Gozo, and you come to Malta, yeah, so it works. Uh-huh. It works both ways, yeah. Everyone sees a wide variety of everything in such a small area where we, like you said, you don't have to travel miles to see anything.
They're good tourists. What I was saying,
do they spend money?
Yes, in general. Not all of them, because you do find the stingy ones, the careful ones. In general, yes, because they pay for the diving. A lot of them hire cars. A lot of them, they eat in restaurants practically every night. Uh-huh. Yes, and this is it's good for the whole. They use taxis. It's good for everybody, not just for the dive shops when people come. The fishing issue, which is the number one thing we have to tackle now. Unfortunately, people may think that the fishermen are the problem. The professional fishermen, people who actually registered as fishermen and pay whatever taxes they pay and catch the tonnage of fish, etc., those are normally very well geared to go out to catch lampooki and tuna and etc. But unfortunately, fishing is a hobby for many people. So it's not the professional fishermen that are doing the damage. You know, it's a little bit by all the amateurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The amateurs, unfortunately, this is a bit of an element of selfishness. They don't really care if tomorrow there's no fish left. the professional fisherman may say my son is going to take over my boat, you know, and he may become a fisherman one day, and there has to be fish in the sea for the next generation. But the amateurs, hobza ta kuljum diħla miex imkien ieħor. Allura l-jom, but hu ta' żgħira kbira mhux xorta nsajjara u narmija, you know, xi ħaġa żgħira. U qed immissu mbagħad mhux qed immissu l-qasam tas-sajjieda, qed immissu ħankellem fuq Malta biex ma mmiss il-lawdex, jinnaf qabad l-erja ta' taslima. Tinkemm in-niskola ta' taslima, minn hemm joħroġ xi stat, għandu dajsa jum mill-art bil-qasba. Qed immiss il dawk in-nies, għalhekk forsi il-politicians they're reluctant to make that move. Nis ħafna voti, you know?
Lija, somma. Jek se nqogħdu naħsbu fuq il-voti, if our priority is to maintain...
It's not the way forward, għan it-telfu...
It definitely isn't the way forward, because what we're starting to realize is that anything to do with climate, if it's climate change, if it's sustainable fishing, it doesn't affect us within 100 years or within 150 years. It's affecting us immediately.
Yeah.
My father-in-law was an amateur fisherman, and he talks continuously how within 10, 20 years, not more than 30 years,
mm-hmm.
the whole composition of the sea, the way
it has deteriorated
yeah, in a way.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
The fishermen themselves, they say, you know, nerta change, edu tahta change. Nis-sirja kien jgħix minn tahta change, en bis kien jistat, l-lum laqsa morru l-lum, għax memx xej. Għazgur memx xej.
Għax mis-sirja kollu
xej. Għax xej, eżatt. Over the years, ċrin. ċrin, territorial, they take ages to grow to 20, 30 kilos, you know. We used to catch one every day, a 10 kilo one, 15 kilo one every day. Illum wahda fis-sena, naqbad, you know. Iżgur wahda fis-sena taqbad, għax il-bahar void, if imma bahar void. So there's intelligent fishing as well. In darba l-kurzita, when I first started diving, I never spearfished in my life, but there were two multi-spear fishermen. I said, I'd like to join you to see how you do it. And I saw the way they work. It's interesting, they're hunting, if it's a sport to date, thank God, it's not allowed to spearfish with tanks anymore, and the police are actually taking action. Thank God.
What do you mean spearfish with tanks?
When you spearfish, you have to be there's restricted zones. You cannot spearfish. There's no fishing allowed now. No fishing. Not just no spearfishing. No fishing allowed on the wrecks. Spearfishing is not allowed at night. Spearfishing is not allowed unless in apnea. Just bin nifs, huh? Bin mush bichilindri. You can't dive with a tank and spearfish. And if the police notice anyone, or if anybody reports, they're taking action on it. It's not just the law that is there, and it's being enforced. Yes, which is good, because at least it remains as well. And so these people I had dived with, they said, this is, we don't touch the octopus. I remember that particular time with them. This is the season for the octopus, when the octopus are breeding. So they don't touch an octopus for 2-3 months, because they know that the female octopus is going to bear thousands of babies, you know? So killing that one octopus then is going to you're killing 1,000, you're killing 2,000 little octopus, you know? Another thing they said, you know, gurbel, for example, you know? Gurbel, you're off list as post. They don't shoot at the small ones. They don't shoot. They know at the breeding season. They don't shoot at the females that are approaching breeding season. They know the size that is nice, the size of a fish could be sold. And they know that in that particular place, that today they're going to shoot at 2-3, kill 3. Then in 3-4 months later, they go, there's another 2-3. And when that fish is breeding, they leave it alone. You have to be a little bit intelligent, you know. They're and it's quite easy. It's quite easy to.
It's a question of self-control, probably.
And
so.
Not be selfish, you know. Must I tell you? Man, abad ishini, abad ashat tihor, akedu lek.
Is there collaboration between the different sectors involved in the diving industry? I don't know. When people dive, they're making use of different services along the way. Is there collaboration, or maybe your diving school provides for all the services?
What service do you mean? Like boats, for example. Boats, we hire boats. We have our own boats.
Hotels.
Yes.
Do we?
All dive shops work as DMCs, destination management companies. So our clients, especially clients that have been before, they contact you these days by email, and they say we're a group of four, we're a group of six that want to come in June, July, August. Please book the hotel, or book the taxis, the car hire, etc. So every dive shop is a DMC. If you tell your clients to go and look for their own hotel, look for their own transfers, and look for their own car hires, that you, the chances are that you lose them.
What about internal diving? What about internal locals? Do your schools address that particular niche of divers?
Yeah, I mean, we encourage locals to dive because then they can see what they've got to. And the amount of locals that you've, when you take for the first dive, wow, this is amazing, this, you know, and they've been here, they're 30 years old or something like that. Gosh, I never knew it was so good, you know, the face on them, and then they see, and then you can start, that's the way we can start to educate them and make them understand now what we've got to offer here, you know. And obviously locals, they get, well, they get looked after the same, irrespective of whether tourists or locals. But because the locals, you know, we like to encourage them to dive more, you know, so they get discounts and in that way more so than anything else.
I know this is a bit of a rhetoric question or a bit of a cliche, but how safe is diving, and what makes diving unsafe? There's this myth that diving is almost considered almost at one point an extreme sport.
Right. It's just like driving a car. If you stay by the rules and follow the signs, you're going to be relatively safe, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah. If you stay within your limits and what you've been trained to do, then you're going to be safe. Because the good thing about Malta is that most of the time that you're with a dive school, you're with an instructor who's been trained to look after, to respond to problems if there is any problems. So if you stay within the rules in your limits, then you have no problems.
So you're saying that when people get involved in some sort of accident, it's because they weren't...
Not necessarily so. As you know, I mean, you do have problems where people are ill. But I mean, you can have a problem driving along a car, can't you, and have a heart problem, and that's what can happen sometimes. Yeah,
accidents happen.
Yeah,
they happen every sport. So when you're diving, if you're under stress or things can happen. I mean, this year someone got a heart attack underwater.
Mm-hmm.
A client in Gozo a few months ago. That can happen. But when you go through the accidents that have happened recently over the years, especially emphasis on fatal ones, most of them are people not sticking by the rules. Yeah. There's a rule that you always dive with a buddy.
Yeah.
Two people, so if something's wrong with my equipment, I can have air from my buddy. It's as simple as that. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that. Yet, there are still accidents when people go off alone. They go off alone and something happens, and it's as simple as things can happen to anybody, even to me. I had a high-pressure hose explode on me once. I had my buddy near me, it's no big deal, just take air from my buddy and carry on the dive, or shorten the dive and go back up to the surface. There's a number of rules and so on. I'm not going into these rules, obviously, concerning the weather and local knowledge. Once I was coming from Gozo, I go to the Umm el Farud by boat from Slendi. It's quite far to drive, and we anchor on it and we dive on it. And Umm el Farud is notorious for currents. You couldn't have half no currenty. Once I was approaching the Umm el Farud, about a mile, 2 miles away, there was divers drifting off towards Gozo. Divers drifting off. I saw what the hell are they doing here? You know, I just picked them up on the boat and took them back to Zurich. But these people, if they know that, listen, start diving unless the current is really strong. You don't continue venturing into the current. You know, you have to. It's not a joke. You have to go by the rules. Had I been on that shore dive and I realized that the current has gone up to 2 knots, to maybe more than two knot current, and you know, I have to come back against it and just say, forget the wreck today, let's stay on the wall, you know? There's a certain amount of rules. Still, accidents can happen. it's never going to be, you're never going to be 100% foolproof, but no, it's not dangerous. And this conception we've had in Malta, it's changed a lot now. I've been diving for more than 20 years. Until about 10 years ago, the number of Maltese people that dive were extremely few. Now it's sort of become cool to dive, everyone's diving. Mm-hmm. And this, we're doing courses to Maltese all the time. In these past few years, it begins to become very common. Before everyone had this idea that it was dangerous. It was just something which is completely wrong. It's as dangerous now as it used to be 20 years ago, you know.
But the equipment now is so safe, isn't it? You know, like it's designed that the two people can actually breathe off one set of apparatus. Mm. You know, if you have a problem, so you can make a safe ascent and be safer, and encouraging more and more safety aspects into it.
Also, one thing, talking about safety, for the type in Semu, Semit Abel Ftit, for Liu funded projects, Lisaru. Kien l-erba' fajt li saru għawdex bil-Liu funds, wieħed u l-iżjed li nisimgħu bih kienu r-Rex. Ir-Rex, peress li huma attrazzjoni sabiħa ħafna, tajba ħafna, importanti ħafna, divers, għamlu l-iżjed ħoss, però kienu naħseb l-irħas ħaġa fil-bandel tal-EU funding li kellna, kien hemm decompression chamber li għandex. Qatt ma kien il-gvern jaffordja u jagħmlilna decompression chamber kieku ma kienx għall-EU funding. Importanti ħafna. Sal-lum qed jopera, qed jużaw ukoll l-hyperbaric oxygen therapy, għan nies li kollhom gangrene, soccer, insomma ħafna qed jużaw ukoll pratikament kuljum. Dik kienet ħaġa li swit insejt kemm l-ammont jażat ma' miljuni ta' euros kienet tiswa ħafna flus. U għandna unit għawdex issa, Mater Dei u unit Malta ġdid fjamant u out of this world, ġifieri tip top divers li kollhom extinta u jekk jinqala xi extinta recompression għaw il-unit il-hyperbaric unit Malta li hu wieħed mill-aħjar fid-dinja. Għawdex għandna chamber, żgħir għal-qalina, biżejjed għalli għandna, każi mbagħad każi żjed serji jiġu hawnhekk wara li kollhom l-initial treatment hemmhekk. Kellna wkoll fil-EU funded projects. Kien hemm advertising, kien hemm xi 100,000 euro Maltin advertising għal Sentej sħaħ fil-magazines principali tal-Europa, kien hemm adverts siċur tas-sena l-ħin kollu għaddejjin li ħadmu, u kien hemm ukoll master plan. Issa dal-master plan mhux plan master plan biex jintafa fuq x'kaffa, kien master plan biex hemm lista enormi ta' xogħlijiet li jistgħu jitwettqu. Jien naf kemm hemm dive sites li huma beaches fl-istess ħin, sem ġarixini għawdex, li m'hemmx toilet, ikun hemm mitej persuna fis-season qegħdin jgħumu hemm, dan m'hemmx toilet wieħed għalihom. Hija ħaġa li tajba d-divers u tajba l-oħrajn. Dal-master plan issa tisir għall-Malta wkoll. Issa tisir għall-Malta u importanti ħafna. Ġifieri it takes stock of what you have to offer u jgħidlek x'tista' timprovja. Ċert dive sites jien naf imkien ma kien hemm toilets pereżempju, slilen għall-baħar, car parks, signage, jinvolvi ħafna first aid posts, oxygen posts, ħafna affarijiet hekk. U jekk nistgħu rnisbu l-funding li se ħaġa importanti, this is the step forward.
Thank you very much. It was really interesting. I hope you manage some rest this summer or forget no rest this summer.
I hope you have no more rest because it was quite a quiet season. I hope it started off very quiet. I hope you have no more rest till November now.
Good point. Grazie Afna, Mark Buzatir, grazie Afna, Neville McClellan.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who's from Manchester?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah